Detroit's 36th District Court finds itself the defendant in a new lawsuit. The ACLU has sued the court over its cash bail practices. It says the court keeps too many people behind bars simply because they're poor. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
2 years ago, when he was 17, Elliot Montgomery got into serious trouble with the law.
Trying to prove myself to others, just following the wrong crowd, basically. And I knew like I was raised better than that.
He pleaded guilty to receiving stolen property and larceny from a motor vehicle. He was sentenced to a year in the Wayne County Jail. Since he got out, Montgomery has been trying to put his life back together. He says he basically just goes to school and works.
I currently do construction right now with my cousin. It's like an under-the-table job, though, but I'm good with my hands.
But Montgomery ended up in jail again last month on an assault and battery charge. It's an old charge from back in 2018. Montgomery says this time he's innocent, but bail was set at $150, and he didn't have it. Prosecutors offered him another plea deal.
They tried to come with me to with a plea, and it's like, why'd I take a plea and I didn't do it?
A new lawsuit argues this should never happen. It contends that almost no one who hasn't been convicted of a crime should be locked up, especially if the only reason is that they can't afford bail. The ACLU and others filed the lawsuit this past weekend. It calls cash bail unconstitutional, except under certain very specific conditions, and it takes direct aim at Detroit's 36th District Court. Dan Korobkin is with the ACLU of Michigan.
Originally, bail was supposed to make sure that people return to court to face whatever charges are pending against them. But instead, the money bail system has morphed into mass incarceration for the poor.
The lawsuit says 36 district court magistrates hand down cash bail conditions in about 85% of cases. Korobkin says that creates a two-tiered justice system, where people with means go free while the poor stay behind bars.
Except in truly extraordinary circumstances, people accused of crimes who are presumed innocent should be going home to their families, not sitting in jail because they're too poor to pay bail.
All right, this is case number 1904471.
The lawsuit alleges specific problems with how Detroit's 36th District Court handles the arraignment process. That's when criminal defendants are first brought before the court for a bond hearing. On a recent afternoon in Magistrate Dawn White's courtroom, nearly all the arraignments took place via video conference.
Did you hear the charge and the penalty?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the court will enter a not guilty plea on your behalf. You have a pretrial date of April 15th, 2019, 8:30 a.m., 36th District Court in front of Judge Bryant. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say...
The defendant stood in front of the camera as she read the charges and penalties to their faces on a TV screen. The same language was repeated in every hearing for dozens of cases. There was no inquiry about any defendant's ability to pay. Only one had a lawyer present. This particular case was a domestic violence charge. Magistrate White noted it was a second alleged offense with the mother of the defendant's child.
The court is going to set bond in the amount of $7,500, 10%. Sir, no contact. Do you understand?
The defendant was released 2 days later on a bail bond. But not all defendants can afford the fees a bondsman charges. And sometimes bail bonds companies won't take cases where the bail amount is too small to turn a profit. Amanda Alexander says all these pieces add up to a big problem. She's with the nonprofit Detroit Justice Center. Alexander says that after just a couple days in jail, people's lives can begin to fall apart. They can lose jobs, housing, even their kids. Alexander remembers one client, a father of four. He couldn't afford $500 bail. While in jail, he lost his job. The children's mother had to quit her job because she couldn't find childcare.
And so this was a household that over the course of a week went from two incomes to no income over this $500.
And Alexander says people behind bars are more likely to take plea deals.
That happens so often that people are pleading to things that they absolutely shouldn't be because it means that they can go home.
The spiraling repercussions of the cash bail system are just one reason there's a growing national movement to end it. Few people will openly defend the status quo anymore. Judge Tom Boyd is chief judge in Ingham County's 55th District Court.
It's safe to say that the people working in the system do not think it's okay that 50% of our jail beds are for people who have not been convicted of a crime.
In Boyd's court, all defendants have lawyers at the time of arraignment. He thinks that's actually made the process smoother. And he says that's the direction most Michigan courts are moving in, but not 36th District.
The 36th District Court and the City of Detroit, for some reason, which is very difficult for me to understand, has refused to make this modification.
In February, Chief Judge Nancy Blount wrote a letter to the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, turning down state money for Indigent Defense Counsel. She wrote that 36th District has been meeting and exceeding the constitutional requirements to provide counsel to indigent defendants. That's exactly what this lawsuit claims the court is not doing. One of its claims is that defendants are denied their constitutional right to counsel because most don't have lawyers at their arraignments. Blount did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the lawsuit or the letter. The ACLU's Dan Korobkin says there are cheaper and fairer ways to make sure people show up for court. He says even simple things like text message reminders have proven effective.
It costs $165 a night to lock someone up in the county jail. Compare that to how much it costs to create a good pretrial services program.
Elliot Montgomery got lucky. He was bailed out after 3 days by a Detroit community bail fund. So when his current case goes to court, he can show he's still working, going to school, on the right path for now.
Like, I'm trying. Like, I'm not the same person I was when I was 17, basically. That's what I'm trying to prove now.
But he can only do that because he got out. In Montgomery's words, it's no good to try and fight a case from jail. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.